This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2242. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 9th, Afghanistan, Alaska, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Czechia, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Korea, South and North, Oklahoma, Puerto Rico, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, Hit List, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer from the May issue of Communication of the British DX Club. Afghanistan International and Iran International opposition broadcasts appear to have stopped shortwave transmissions. They are no longer listed in the WRTH summer update. They were mainly relays of the opposition TV channels of the same name. From the EI7GL diary via Bill Smith, Hardcore DX, HARP experiments on May 8th to 10th, that is, ionospheric research from Alaska. Probable times are between 20 and 02 or 2:30 UT, around 3.25 MHz, the only frequency mentioned, but subject to change and could range between 2.8 and 10 MHz. To help identify ways to improve collision detection on satellites, consult the HARP website for the latest news. Following last week's report of an English segment heard from Afrika FM Algeria on 17600 at 18 UT, 2 days in a row, I checked for it on May 3rd, and there was no English during that block, but there was some when I had retuned later, starting after a false time signal at 1846 until 1858, but not heard since or not propagating either at that time or around 0640. It seems their English segments are quite unreliably scheduled, if that's the word for it. Also, there have been lots of propagation disturbances, so the frequency is not always audible when you might expect. Antarctica. Manuel Mendez in Spain got a new schedule effective May 1st for LRA 36, or Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Or Latin America, Tuesday at 13 to 15 UT, and Friday at 12 until 15. To Europe, Thursday at 18 to 20, and Saturday at 18 to 21. The other days of the week, it says it's only digital, meaning, I guess, webcasting only of Radio Nacional. That is Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday, between 12 and 21. Uh-oh. Note that on Tuesday and Friday, it shall confront interference before 1500, as I've also logged Furusato no Kaze and Nippon no Kaze via Uzbekistan on 15474.8, scheduled between 13 and 15 UT daily. On Saturday, May 4th, I was getting it via Argentine and Brazilian remotes. It did not cut on the air until 1851. And was off by 2103. Via New Zealand DX Times, Will Renton on the ICDX AM group says Canberra, Australia now has an X-band station, 1647. It's 2ME with an Arabic language format. Look for ABC News on the hour, however. That would be, I guess, in Australian English. In Australian DX News, Gavin Waters in Victoria reports on 4835 Shortwave Australia on the 6th of April at 9:42. A good, strong, well-modulated signal playing old pop songs announced in English. And he gives the call sign as VLHK, four letters. That seems unusual, and we do not find it mentioned on their official license document. Gavin also reports another one, which is low power and very hard to hear elsewhere, on 4970, radio 567. Also on April 6th at 0944, English announcements and pop music, even at his location, poor reception and hard to understand. The Brazilian on 6150 Radio Saturno is being reported. Its license status is unclear, but it seems to be unlicensed, although on FM it may have a license. It's in Belo Horizonte. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports it on May 6th at 0554 with Brazilian songs and a time check, a weak signal. Zaharis Youngus in Greece was hearing it via remote in Brasilia at 1110 UT, also in Pardinho, Brazil, with a fluttery signal, and an ID at 1113 UT. Checking a remote in the USA, Wolfgang Büschel's 8850, May 8th, says the exact frequency was 6149.971. And here's a Brazilian, which certainly is a pirate, another report by JRX in Paraíba, apparently a station near him, on 9370. May 8th at 0254 to 0302, Radio Frankenstein with a musical program. ID, frequency, and email were heard. Although Radio Bulgaria is long gone from shortwave, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener says, per their website, bnr.bg, we are pleased to announce, with the assistance of the Ministry of Tourism, the Bulgarian National Radio's QSO cards for 2024 are now available. Two new series, entitled The Beauty of Bulgaria, one series of 6 cards for reports to foreign languages, and another series of 12 cards for reports about any service of BNR. You can read more about it and see them illustrated at that website, bnr.bg. Alexander Myatlikov adds, they also verify reception of medium wave 576, the horizontal program 24 hours a day, 200 or 270 kilowatts. Should you hear Canadian football coverage on 580 in the Punjabi language, chances are you're listening to CHAH in Edmonton, Alberta, via medium wave news. It's known as Radio Sursangam, S-U-R-S-A-N-G-A-M, a relatively new Punjabi station. Steve Witt says the Edmonton Elks have signed a commentary contract with the station. Originally from the Globe and Mail via Mike Terry, CBC chief Catherine Tate says the public broadcaster will not press ahead with the 800 job cuts it warned of last year because its financial outlook has improved after the federal budget provided an additional $42 million in funding. Speaking before the House of Commons Heritage Committee, the CEO and president of CBC Radio Canada said the public broadcaster is not yet out of the woods financially. Canada Non, Tony Pavick of Pop Shop Radio in Hope, BC, says, we'll be doing another of our periodic 250 kilowatt transmissions from Moverton, UK, on the 18th of May at 03 UT, on 11990, directed to North America. It will be an all-50s show, different from the show airing on Channel 292, Shortwave Gold, and WRMI that week. May 18th, that's UT Saturday, also known as Friday night in North America. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. May 8th at 0645, 11760 was on the air much later than usual in Spanish. This has been happening often, but not every night. And on this occasion, it was flanked by matching wobbly spurs, about 11755.3 and 11764.7. Then later that same date, on 15140, also had spurs at the same displacement, so it must have been the same transmitter, 15135.3 and 15144.7. Like Bulgaria, here's another station not itself broadcasting on shortwave, but yet issuing some new QSL cards for the year. From Communication of the British CX Club, Radio Prague, the year of Czech music. Printed and digital versions of 4 cards are available. Designs by Kristina Markova, inspired by the famous Czech classical music names Antonín Dvořák, Bedřich Smetana, Leoš Janáček, and Emma Destinová. Reports can be submitted by email or via the station's website on a form for programs that are heard online. This compromise has been in place since Radio Prague itself left shortwave. However, its programs are relayed through WRMI on shortwave and WRN on satellite. Here's news of another program on our affiliate Shortwave Gold Radio in Germany. It comes via AER, about imaginary stations. WMMR, Mystery Mix Radio, is airing on Sunday the 12th of May at 09 and at 13 UT on 6160, and at 20 on 3975 and 6160. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports to All India Radio, oops, Akashvani frequencies from India, offset by just about the same amount. On March 31st at 0900 until 10:30, the Nepali broadcast on 11809.81, some distorted audio, better on parallel 15400. And then on the 3rd of April at 10:45 to 12:15, the Sesquiar in Tibetan on 11864.80. with CNR jamming at associated hit on exactly 11865. Gavin Waters forwards news from the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, the voice of Indonesia, changing their shortwave frequency from Monday, 13 May, at midnight UT, 4750 moving to 4755, and still parallel 3325. Feedback to their email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Check voinews.id and rri.coid for their websites. Well, I say it's about time they caught on that there's a three-way collision on that frequency with China and Bangladesh, leaving only a two-way collision. The English hours are at 10 and at 13 UT, the latter often reported by Ron Howard, and he gets better reception, if any at all, on 3325, such as on May 4th when it was fairly readable, including Today in History at 1313. And on May 9th, he says, a pleasure to listen to them with their very good audio level. Theme music at 1258, news at 1300, Today in History at 1317. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard also reports RRI Nabire Program 1 on 7289.93. On May 4th, he tuned in at 0915 and out at 1025 when it was still running, far beyond their usual cutoff time, but reception was poor. And then on May 7th, he heard them from 0815 until suddenly cut off at 0843. The usual easy-listening songs and announcers. From Times of Malta via Mike Cooper. Journalists at Italy's Rai public broadcaster went on a 24-hour strike, May 6th, complaining about staffing issues and political influence under Giorgia Meloni's hard-right government. We prefer to lose one or more days of pay than to lose our freedom, said the main trade union in a video, USIGRAI, USIGRAI. In April, Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo had reported that there are only two medium wave stations in Japan still broadcasting in AM stereo, JOUF on 1314 Osaka and JOVF Wakayama on 1431. Nick Hall Patch replies in IRCA, if you use the Kiwi SDR in Osaka and use the QAM demodulation, you can hear them both. Their AM stereo is definitely a fuller sound compared with the run-of-the-mill stations. On April 29th, 30th, and still May 7th, Ron Howard reports that Voice of Freedom, South Korea, on 6045 was still broadcasting just an open carrier with no audio, while its former and alternate frequency 5920 was still being hit by super jamming from North Korea, but no signal from VOF. On 6045, are they ever going to notice the problem of no audio? In April, he was checking at 1110 UT, and in May at 0943. Should you be getting skip on the Citizens Band from Oklahoma, I suggest you listen carefully to 27184.8, approximately, in the AM mode for some music or at least some broadcast programming from K-Love, KYLV 88.9 in Oklahoma City, as a local CB pirate here in Enid has been relaying it on a sporadic basis, but often heard. Sometimes it's just an open carrier, but a strong one here on the same offset frequency. He's picking it up via 105.5, the translator of K-Love in Enid, K288FX. Once it was also on two other CB frequencies at the same time. My latest log of it was May 5th at 1502 UT when it was on 27184.79 and 27164.48. We had a close call during the latest tornado outbreak early UT May 7th, the one that went on to destroy Barnsdall, Oklahoma. It was just over in the next county as it went by Enid. When there is such an outbreak, the major TV stations in Oklahoma City preempt all their primetime programming for continuous storm coverage. And in the past, it's been relayed by some FM stations for those who can only listen to the radio. But lately, I've not been hearing it relayed on any Oklahoma City FM station. Finally, a couple of religious signals audible in Enid were doing so, relaying Channel 4 in Oklahoma City. Twice now, I've encountered radio teletype intruding in the 25-meter broadcast band about 11981, such as May 3rd at 2017. I asked if anyone could identify it in the UDXF group, and answers quickly came back, it's NAU, U.S. Navy in Isabela, Puerto Rico. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 2242. a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Russell Lay, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. In U.S. funds, but not necessarily. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684. ENID, OK, 73702. As I reported last week, occasionally the Riyadh, Saudi Arabia transmitter on 11935 can be heard relaying it with acceptable audio Republic of Yemen radio. But most of the time it is instead a terrible hum-roar sound. Last noted here, May 6th at 1505 and May 9th at 1945. The token English broadcast from Spain I continue to monitor as much as possible on 17855, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 UT. On May 3rd, the feature after the news was about World Portuguese Language Day, which was really May 5th, and also about some women artists who've not gotten the recognition they deserve, known as the 27. I missed it on Monday because I was dodging tornadoes. On Wednesday, May 8th, the feature was about Gibraltar, negotiations with the UK, now that Brexit is involved. Inconveniently, at exactly the same time as English from Spain is English from Turkey at 22 UT, but it's supposed to be every day of the week on 11785. Occasionally, it is totally missing. The very informal letterbox program airs on Sundays at widely varying times within the hour, however. On May 5th, I tuned in at 22:34 to hear it ending. But I got the final repeat on the 03 UT Monday broadcast on 7275, but was already going at 0319. The sign-off announcement before 23 UT is always a problem. Lately, they've been mentioning the 12:30 broadcast on 17620, the only broadcast they know about, apparently, not these repeats. On another date, shortwave was not mentioned at all, just satellite and internet. And as we often find, occasionally it stays on past 23 UT with some extraneous German. Something's always erroneous at Emerlair or awry at Ankara. From Press Gazette UK, May 8th, via Charles Harlech. This story written by Bron Mayer. Outgoing BBC World Service Director Lillian Landor has warned the organization cannot be overtaken by better resourced competitors, a speech urging proper resourcing for the service. She said BBC cannot afford to be left behind through economic necessity as Russia and China step up investment in their foreign-facing media efforts. Her speech led to presentations about the World Service's use of open-source intelligence techniques to investigate stories overseas, such as Russian invasion of Ukraine, Chinese involvement in Africa, and the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Landor said that 72% of our audience comes from countries with no or low media freedom, meaning World Service journalists operate in a very challenging environment. World Service announced that more than 300 of its journalists, approximately 15% of the total, are working in exile. Russia and China are investing hard and not properly funding one of the UK's most valuable soft power assets, makes no sense economically or culturally. Last month, Landor informed colleagues she will be leaving the World Service in July, deeply concerned about the operational capability if additional cuts continue to weaken it further. We need three simple things: sustainable funding, unwavering editorial independence, and a clear strategic purpose. In 2022, BBC announced plans to shed nearly 400 jobs in the World Service, end 10 foreign language services, and move 7 foreign language services online only as part of a cost-cutting exercise. Some very sad news from John Wesley Smith, editor of Circle of Love audio magazine for the blind. Longtime radio buff Tim Hendel from Huntsville, Alabama, passed away on April 17th. He had stage 4 squamous cell carcinoma. I believe he was in his mid to late 70s. One of the contributors to the newsreel audio magazine for the blind played a poem Tim wrote in the late 90s called Death of an Old DXer. Tim was a longtime correspondent of ours. I think he had always been blind, but the last I heard from him, he was also losing his hearing. News from one of our World of Radio affiliates, Gary Drew Worldwide, but a name change. He says, It has now changed to Pirate Radio. This stands for Private Internet Radio Alternative Trial Experiment, P-I-R-A-T-E. The new website is pirateradio.bravesites.com. On this, Gary Drew shows past and present with restored archives from the London Soul Pirate Station of the 1980s and specialist programs at weekends and other radio material. The stream is the same as before, but there's a new time for World of Radio half an hour later, every Saturday and Sunday at 8:30 British Summer Time, 0730 UT. And Gary Drew says the second channel is now merged onto one site. See the tab Pirate Radio Channel 2 to hear all your favorite offshore and land-based pirate radio programs, documentaries, and archives, 24 hours a day. From Ben Cobb, also known as Chirp, updates to HF experimental stations in the U.S. On April 12th, the FCC permitted Parable Broadcasting Company to increase the power of its Batavia, Illinois, experimental radio station, WM2XZV, to 800 kilowatts for all its authorized HF frequencies. Parable said the increase is required to mitigate the impacts of solar activity. The change has no effect on Parable's application for an international broadcast license. Filed in May 2020, it is the oldest pending shortwave broadcast application at the FCC. Meanwhile, FCC authorized Falcon Ion, Inc. to add Manhattan, Illinois, to its existing sites in Illinois and Washington State, licensed as WM2XHW, all at 16 kilowatts ERP. The company said Falcon Ion is using WM2XHW to test experimental transmitters and to develop new radio techniques for reliably delivering short digital messages over long distances using frequencies in the HF band. FCC applied conditions to this license, including, this operation is for experimental purposes only. Provision of services is not permitted. Widely divergent and unrelated experiments must not be conducted under this license. And this operation is not permitted for stock trading. Ben says knowledgeable sources have advised that stations such as this are likely involved in trading financial products other than stocks. More reports of Radio Vanuatu 7260 from Ron Howard in California. On April 29th, after 0620, there was a long interview about the Commonwealth Games. By the way, Australia has just pulled out of hosting the Games in 2026. Then at 7:08, news outside the country about the situation in the Solomon Islands. Current Prime Minister Sogavare announced his withdrawal from running for a new term as PM, a major development, due to his being outspokenly pro-Beijing. It signed off after the national anthem at 11:04. Then on May 7th, reception was not too bad and fairly readable. At 06:34, we often heard public service announcements, but not every day. They always intro and exit with distinctive indigenous drumming. Today in Bislama, there was an announcement of contact info for persons claiming entitlement to the property of someone who died on 28 February. At 07:01 to 07:18, news and sports in Bislama, national referendum, Vanuatu Midwife Association, item about the Australian High Commissioner to Vanuatu. At 7:26, several nice songs in French, not often heard in that language. And at 10:25, also a French song. May 9th, from 10:30 until off at 11:04, the usual preaching in Bislama, and religious songs ending with the national anthem. On May 5th at 06:42, on 11:815, I heard Vatican Radio with what is listed as Liturgy in Ukrainian, one of the best signals on the band. This led to quite a discussion in the World of Radio group about whether it is really Roman Catholic, or is it something Orthodox. I can't imagine Vatican Radio broadcasting anything other than Roman Catholic services. Just in from Ron Howard, and thus out of alphabetical order, this from Korea South Nam. 7340, National Unity Radio, broadcasting from Taiwan, May 9th at 12:38 to 12:39, Thursday. A very brief English language lesson, mostly in Korean, but repeating twice the quotation, the greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. There was slight North Korean jamming underneath. This segment is on weekdays only. Here it is. Thank you.
한마디까지 배워보는 인생 영어한 줄 시간입니다. 오늘의 한 줄은요. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. 이라는 말입니다. 자, 여기서 the greatest glory 하면 가장 큰 영광이라는 뜻이고요. lies 하면 누워있다라는 뜻입니다. falling은 넘어지다, rising은 일어나다라는 뜻이죠. 인생에서 가장 큰 영광은 넘어지지 않는 것에 있는 게 아니라 매번 일어선다는 데 있다. 이 말은요, 남아프리카 공화국 최초의 흑인 대통령이자 흑인 인권 운동가였던 넬슨 만델라의 말입니다. 넘어져도 괜찮다, 일어나는 게 더 중요하다라는 말이겠죠. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall.
Ron then researched the quotation and found slightly different wording. In September 1998, South African President Nelson Mandela, visiting President Clinton in the White House, spoke at a reception in Washington. If our expectations, if our fondest prayers and dreams are not realized, then we should all bear in mind that the greatest glory of living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time you fall. May I refer you to my website, worldofradio.com, for much more information. For example, there are on the homepage links to numerous varieties of A24 current shortwave schedules. So reach years and years of World of Radio audio files, issues of DX Listening Digest, and Review of International Broadcasting. And, for the past 5 years or so, my weekly roundups of Glenn Hauser logs. Furthermore, linking to the World of Radio hit list, which is compiled by Alan Rowe and updated about once a month. For example, he indicates what has changed in his latest update about Belgium. Radio Onda updated links to point to a new domain at www.radioonda.be. The Voice of Greece updated links to a new website for their internet broadcasts. We missed their shortwave. Netherlands, Mighty KBC, the existing website and domain at kbcradio.eu is due to be closed shortly. A separate page in English has been added at www.kbcradio.nl for their shortwave broadcasts. Romania, updated links to RRI's refreshed website. UK, BBC World Service, removed links to their six-month schedules as these have been removed from the website. Other material via worldofradio.com, of course, our World of Radio schedules, constantly updated. Links to our podcasts, featured QSLs from my collection, and my TVDX photos, the often updated DXSWL and media programs, an explanation of what does non mean. That's www.worldofradio.com. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued May 6th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled to active levels on these dates in May, 7th to 9th, 12th to 14th, 23rd to 25th, 27th, 28th, May 31st to June 1st. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 except May 13th, 15 and 4. There have been lots of radio blackouts caused by X-ray events exceeding X1. Solar flux 233 on May 9th, but was predicted to be 175 from May 10th, rising to a peak of 205 on May 15th and 16th, and down to 165 by May 24th. And so concludes World of Radio 2242, with many thanks to all our stations and contributors. Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week, as I conclude with a standard disclaimer.